Okay, a guten Erev Yom Kippur, a guten Erev Shabbos, a guten everything. This week we read about Moshe Rabbeinu's final speech. He's mamish atot, he's about to go. And the Torah introduces it, Vayelach Moshe v'yadaber es hadvarim ha'el al Klal Yisrael. Moshe walks, or he goes, and he speaks all these things to Klal Yisrael. There's only one problem with this pasuk. Vayelach Moshe v'yadaber, Vayelach Moshe, Moshe goes. You know what the problem is? Where's he going? Where's he going? Tells us Vayelech Moshe, but normally the Torah, when it articulates it, it tells us the Vayelech Moshe, the Moshe's going, it tells us where he's going. But here, it doesn't tell us where he's going. It just tells us that he is going. So Shkoyach, like, what's the Toelas, what's the purpose in the Torah telling us that Moshe is going somewhere? So there are numerous pshatim given, and the Kli Yakar gets into it. All the Mefarshim, they talk about this Kasha, and some of them say that Moshe Rabbeinu had tremendous sensitivity at that particular point, because everybody knew that Moshe Rabbeinu was 120 years old, and therefore he was going to pass, and they were concerned that the leadership mantle was going to be taken away. And it, without the leadership of Moshe Rabbeinu, how was Klal Yisrael was going to survive? So the Torah tells us that Moshe went from his camp, the Machan Levia, to the Yisraelim, and he went from Shevet to Shevet, consoling them, explaining to them that Yoshua was going to take over, and that Yoshua was going to take that mantle of leadership and lead Klal Yisrael into Eretz Yisrael. Beautiful. Very nice. It also shows you something nice about leadership, that part of being a great leader is making sure that there is a transition of leadership. If you look at England, it's very nice what happened in England, because you have the king and the queen, and there was a leadership transition that it was pretty obvious as to what was going to happen next. Nice pshat. But I want to share with you what the Chamudei Daniel brings in the name of the Shemesh Shmuel. What is Vayelech Moshe? Where is he going? And this is something I learned from my plumber Al. And so this is a lesson I learned from my plumber Al, which is very chosh. So he says like this. What's the difference between humans and malachim? Whenever you see a malach, right, what do we do in Shemona Esrei when we want to appear angelic? We're oimdim. We're standing. We're nitzavim. Last week's parasha. We're standing. When you're standing, are you moving? No. You're exactly where you are, and you're exactly where you're supposed to be, but you're not growing. A malach is angelic, but a malach can never be as great as a human, because a human has Bechira, has free choice, and grows and transforms himself when he makes healthy decisions. Zak the Torah, Vayelech Moshe. And Moshe was able to move. He was still moving. He was 120 years old, and it didn't mean that he said game over. No such thing as retirement. Moshe Rabbeinu was still a holech. He was still a walker. He was still growing. At the day he died, 120 years old, Moshe Rabbeinu didn't say, that's it, I'm done, now I can relax. Moshe Rabbeinu was always growing, always looking to steig. As a matter of fact, Vayelech Moshe is not just defining what he was doing at that moment, it was defining the core essence of what Moshe Rabbeinu was. He was a Vayelech. As they state the Chumash, Vayelech Moshe, that's who he was. Then, Vayedaber, it's the very mouth, Kol Yisrael. Right? So that's the description of a Moshe Rabbeinu. What made him great? No retirement. I'll never forget. I had a plumber. His name was Al. Most plumbers' names are Al. This guy was great. Loved religious people. I don't know why we stopped using him. He came with the previous homeowners. And Al used to come. It was like, he used to babysit our kids also, just like because he's working. I don't watch the kids also, changing boilers, you know, my kids. Didn't even charge me for anything because I was a rabbi, so like, he was just a wonderful guy, this guy, Al. So I asked him, I said, Al, how come you don't retire? He was an older man already, didn't need the money, obviously, because he didn't charge me. You know, I always asked him to pay, he goes, I'll send you a bill. He never sent me a bill. I said, Al, how come you didn't retire? So Al said the smartest thing I ever heard. He goes, Al said, you know, he wasn't Jewish. He was a religious man, though. He says, I looked through the whole Bible, and I didn't see anything in there about retirement. So I still work. I looked through my Torah. Moshe Rabbeinu, until he was 120 years old, he doesn't retire. It doesn't mean you have to keep your job. You know, but I'm saying, you don't stop from steiging. You don't stop from growing. You don't stop from moving. This is what a yid does. A yid grows. That's a Moshe Rabbeinu. And I think this is what Yom Kippur is about. You know, Yom Kippur is tshuva for the Chet HaEgel in a way, right? Like, let's play it out. What happened? You have Shavuos. 40 days later, Moshe Rabbeinu comes down, Shiva Sabatamas, and there's the Chet HaEgel. So Moshe Rabbeinu says, whoops, throws, breaks the Luchos. And then, Rosh Chodesh El, Moshe goes up again 40 days, 40 days of Tshuva, 40 days he goes up Rosh Chodesh El, he comes down with the second Luchos on Yom Kippur. So Yom Kippur is highlighted by the second Luchos atoning for the Chet HaEgel. And if I could darshan a little bit, and maybe I'm going to say this to Yom Kippur, if I could darshan a little bit, I think there's a repentance from the second Luchos, from the first Luchos, which caused the Chet HaEgel. Meaning, what was the first Luchos and the Chet HaEgel? What did they have in common? They both were complete products. The first Luchos was Gevaldik. It was pristine. It was perfect. So Klal Yisrael has nothing to do. Because when something is perfect, there's nowhere to grow. Perfection, while perfect, stunts your growth, ironically. Because you can't grow when things are perfect, because perfect by definition means it can't get any better than that. So they create an egel, which is finished. And they think that's what you have to do, create finished products. That's Avodah Zarah. Moshe Rabbeinu then takes the complete Luchos, throws it to the ground and says, we can't live in a world where things are complete and perfect already, because then there's nothing to shteig, there's nothing to grow, there's a Vayelech Moshe. So Moshe Rabbeinu does this tshuva process, culminating on Yom Kippur, when he brings back the second Luchos, which ironically are imperfect. And the godless of the imperfection of the second Luchos is that it still needs work. And a Kodesh Baruch Hu gave us the Torah to shteig in, that we are part of the process of the growth of the Torah, because the Kodesh Baruch Hu recognizes that for us to be humans who are continually shteig in, we need to be Vayelech Moshe, we need to be growers. It can't be perfect, because then there's nothing for us to do. We need to be growing at all times. We need to be shteig in, we need to be Vayelech Moshes. We need to be Els. No retirement. It's not perfect. At the last Siyum HaShas, my friend said, in the name of a certain philosopher, I think it was Voltaire, right? We don't let perfect get in the way of the good, or something like that. I forget the exact phrase. Like, what was the exact phrase? You remember Rabbi Fran from last year, Mashas? You guys were your seniors in high school still. Yes, you wouldn't know. Yeah. If it was a year later, you would remember. Right? But go back and listen to Rabbi Fran. He said, don't let perfect get in the way of the good. Meaning, too often we try for perfection. That's not what a Kodesh Baruch Hu wants. You know what Kodesh Baruch Hu wants? He wants us to shteig and grow. He wants us to become Vayelech Moshes. The Torah is describing to us Vayelech Moshe, and Moshe grew. That's what he's telling us in Yom Kippur. I don't want perfection. That's a Chet HaEgel. That's a Avodah Zarah. I want growth. That's Yom Kippur, the second Luchos, which enables us to grow. It's Yaakov and Esav. Esav says, I'm done. Usually cold. I got it all. So guess what? Actually, that's the opposite. So when Esav and Yaakov are together, Yaakov says, Nosa Sukasa. Yaakov's describing his journey. It's about the journey, buddy. Esav says, we're here. We've reached the destination. You know what the GPS says? You've reached the final destination. There's no more growth. Right? Somebody was once in a car, and he had to go to Levaya. So you reached the cemetery, and the GPS said, you've reached your final destination. We've never reached our final destination. Yaakov Nasa Sukasa. Sukasa is represented by the temporariness of it. Because there's always more to grow and more to travel and more to journey. Vayelech Moshe. Moshe is a halicha. I told this word to my son this morning, and he says, what's the first word HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to us? The first word HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to us as Jews. Lech Lecha. Grow, shteig, vayelech. Walk, continue growing. Should be the bracha. That this year, we should get mechaper for all of our avonos. That we recognize that we're not perfect. We're still shteig, we're still growing, we're still working. And that we should all be works in progress. That we get complete the Birz Hashem. The Olam Vod. Zayga Sut and Shtark. Have an amazing Shabbos Kodesh.